Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
If all acquaintance be... Oh, wait, is that Auld Syne Lang? Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone really know the words?
I haven't showered since last year.
Really?
No, you know the...
I mean, I don't know.
Actually, it is like fully mid-January. That's true. They're into that.
So I listen.
No, you haven't seen Camila Cabello's yearly tradition?
Oh, I'm... Sorry, I
sorry.
I
have her blocked on all socials.
No, I just have her blocked on Spotify. You know, you can mute. I shouldn't say that.
Every January 1st, she goes, I haven't showered since last year. Get it?
So like yesterday?
Exactly. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I loved all the people that were like, I'm logging out of social for the rest of the year. And it was like December 28th.
Yeah. Taking a mental health break. Be back next year.
Oh, we're back.
We could have used a longer mental health break, but here we are.
Literally. Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah. Here we are, 2022, new year, new us. Same us. Very much same. New birthday.
Oh, that's right. She's two.
She's two.
I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 33. Yes, I had a very luxurious birthday.
You did.
Yes, I had my spa day. I went to the baths. I got a facial. And then I went over to DJ John Ali's house.
That's what the case say after they leave your apartment.
I was going to say, it's weird that I was the one getting the facial.
We can't lose
usually
all
I'm
our
the one.
Listeners. It's just the first week.
Signal drops. yeah, got the La Mer facial, and then
I've seen that on TikTok.
Have you?
La Mer.
Yeah.
Michaela.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
From Boston, right? Or yeah.
Yeah.
Sparkling.
Yep. Got the La Mer.
Got the La Mer sparkling. Delicious. Yeah. And then we went to John Ali's. You showed up out of nowhere.
Yep.
Uninvited.
Surprise, bitch.
With Fudgy the Whale, which shook my entire life.
Yep.
I truly was so touched and also so hungry because Fudgy's delicious. And I'll tell you what.
The flavor. Was real.
Every time everyone's like, what's with the fucking whale? I have them taste it and they go, oh, I get it.
Yeah. I've had an ice cream cake in my day through the years.
Yeah.
That was one of the best ice cream cakes I've ever had.
Exactly.
Worth.
It's the cookie crumble. The flavor.
She's actually an icon.
She actually is. Now, you did get some attitude picking her up at the store, apparently.
I did, yeah. Because John's like, oh, get the whale. I'm like, it's not a whale. It's Fudgy.
She has
the
a name.
Whale.
She's Grammy nominated.
Literally. And you walk in the store and she has posters. She has an copyrighted R in a circle next to her name.
Exactly.
So see you in court.
See me in court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy like was so mad at me because I didn't realize they had to decorate it in the store.
It's a custom whale.
And if it wasn't for Cornova, I would have just asked if I could go behind it and like do it myself. I literally would paint the fucking, it's just an outline and an eyeball.
Yes.
Which that eyeball was something.
It was a special eyeball. It was looking somewhere.
Yeah. It did not look like the poster.
It didn't.
I should have called and complained.
It was a special eye. It was a giant blue blob.
Yes.
Yeah. But she
worked. Tasted delicious.
She tasted delicious. I got to bring the tail home. And it was a fabulous birthday. Thank you, DJ John Ali. And thank you, T. Kyle, for making my birthday a perfect day.
You know, we try.
You succeeded. Mm-hmm. I don't ask for much in this world.
Just Fudgy the Whale.
And I will say, shout out, and it's not sponsored, the baths. If you get a chance to go, it's something. You can pick between 7 or 8 different baths. You do an aromatherapy steam room, a salt shower, hot bath, cold bath, Dead Sea.
Wet
promo.
By Nicole
everywhere.
Scherzinger, music video promo.
Bring her up. We will be bringing her up
we
later.
We will be discussing her later.
We will be dragging her in by her hair.
Isn't that literally the music video for Wet? They're like in a pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah. But it was a festive week. It was.
I was inspired. I bought myself some Epsom salt from CVS.
I thought you were gonna say a whale.
No. No.
Yes, the Epsom salts.
Yeah.
They're good. A little soak for the foot.
Can't wait. Getting old.
And just like that.
I have a heating pad. Do you see my heating pad on my bed?
You're literally an episode of And Just Like That right now.
Yeah. Oh.
You need to watch it already. You need to, because like obviously the discourse is trickling into social media at this point.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Well, we love this. I'm so glad that no one ruined your birthday this year.
I am glad. You know, I would say
we really tried.
Although somebody, yes, you did try. Somebody did message and ask if this counts as ruining my birthday, which we will talk about later. The PCD disillusion.
No.
It missed the day, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. And it was also expected.
Yeah.
This was not a surprise.
Nobody was surprised.
Well,
no one was guilt?
We'll talk about that.
Yes, we will.
Later on in the episode.
Mm-hmm. We sure will. Well, before we dive into the new events of the week, should we rewind and talk about...
Yes.
Okay.
We rang in another year. Honestly, this was giving me PTSD. PTSD NYE.
In what way?
I was locked in my apartment alone.
Yeah.
Watching things on TV and crying.
Yeah. That's so, just every day.
Yeah.
For the past 2 years.
It was exactly like ringing in 2021.
I don't know.
Except I was not optimistic this time like I was in the one before.
Yeah. I had a fabulous time.
I love that.
I was watching a K-pop concert, eating green tea Halo Top ice cream. It was fantastic.
That one's good.
Oh, and
not sponsored.
Maybe it was pistachio. But anyway, I had 3 different kinds. I was set for the the night. And yeah, shockingly, no visitors. I just ordered the ice cream. And it was perfectly great. It was wonderful. So I'm sorry to hear that yours was different. Maybe.
Well,
next
I was
year.
Just disappointed because I was supposed to be at a concert.
That's true.
And Nora every single person told me not to go. Not one person was like, you really should go. And I was like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily a once in a lifetime kind of show.
Right.
And it wasn't.
She was here in the summer.
Yeah.
So they'll probably be back in the summer.
For sure they will.
So yeah.
And yeah, you did not go to that concert. I just knew from the moment I woke up that day, I wasn't going to do anything. And I loved it. It was
yeah.
My ideal New Year's. Did you have some time to think, to manifest, to journal?
I did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking about?
Some New Year's resolutions and things.
Mm-hmm. Were you?
Yes.
Now, do you remember your resolutions from last year and if you followed through?
I did follow through.
Okay.
Strongly.
Oh.
Almost like immediately.
I think I have to play back last year's episode to remember mine.
Did we do them?
I feel like we did.
I don't remember.
I think we did.
There were ones that I didn't say publicly, I don't think, okay. That I followed through on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never do. But maybe this year is my year.
Also, writing them down helps.
I have to physically write them down.
Yeah. Yeah. I made little like mini posters. They're cute. They're over there.
Oh, is that the cat hanging on to the tree that says hang in there?
Oh, I honestly.
Well, I'd love to hear what your resolutions are. The ones that can be public, if any.
Well, everyone, if you would like to hear our New Year's resolutions, we have a little bonus episode over on our Patreon.
Oh.
Shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legends. Only. Thank you guys all for the support.
Yeah, it's been great. And we've been ramping up the bonus content, if I do say so myself.
Yes, we've done a little change to the tiers this year.
We have.
Have a little graphic up that we'll post on Instagram, on Twitter. It's on Patreon. Little update to the tiers. But if you want to get access to our bonus episodes, join the Legend tier for all of that. Mm-hmm. The Icon tier for our live chats and VIP. Well, I don't like saying VIP. That sounds so, like, douche. Like, you know when you go to a club and it's, like, the VIP section, but it's literally just right there?
Yeah, that's the only place I am.
Yeah, it's just, like, you're just there.
Sitting alone and there's in like the VIP?
Yeah. I don't like, you know?
Tell you what
then
I don't
like
is the VIP
people.
In Las Vegas. Let me tell you that. Bottle service trash.
Oh.
I don't remember it, but I think it was awful. Say.
Anyway, so our icons.
Yes, the icons.
Get icon channels on the Discord.
They sure do.
And
they sure do.
The icon chat is something else.
Something else.
She's always something else. And then if you just want to join the Discord and chat along with everyone, you can join the Not a Local tier and throw some support our way. We appreciate
anything. All the support. It's been great. We've got new content coming, weekly recaps of shows.
So if you would like to hear our very deep and another word that means that?
Well, it wasn't shallow. We're right off the deep end. And it's a deep dive into the new year.
Inspirational. I feel like there's another word for it that like makes more sense.
Existential.
Yeah. Sure. Just say talk. Yeah, it's a very long bonus episode. So head on over to Patreon to check that out.
To kick off the week, we're going to... Yeah,
we've never done this before. Kick the main episode off with...
That's true. We're doing things a little differently this week.
A little change up.
Somebody needed to change up.
I think it's time for...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. Kicking off with a bang and a boob.
Oh.
Two, really.
Slay!
There will be more, actually, very soon. Yes, Miss Miley kicked off the New Year's with a very good special. New Year's Eve special with Pete Davidson. Performances. Noah was there. And she had a fantastic time. She did a new song called You. And then during the... Just to kick off the New Year right, she at one point had sort of like this shimmery silver
top.
Number. Top. Just say top.
I fucking love that top.
Well, her body didn't because it just fell right off.
Yeah.
And Miley's a fucking pro. She just kept it to her chest, turned it around, and came back out with a little jacket, right?
Mm-hmm. Which was also a serve.
It was a serve. Honestly, and she didn't skip a beat. And that's just professional. That makes it better. It's just doesn't get any better.
Oh, legendary.
Speaking of queens who perform under duress and no dress. Yeah, she served and thus created an iconic fashion moment that really could have gone terribly wrong. Instead, it just
I don't think there was anything that could have gone terribly wrong.
A lesser skilled entertainer would have panicked.
Maybe, oh, and like ran off.
Like ran yeah. off. The whole song would have gone on and they just would have been like, oh. Somebody would have been too scared to come back out or embarrassed. Yeah. Like, she just kept it cool. Because that's Miley.
I was going to say, because, like, if her tits fell out, you know
a
me.
A slay.
Yeah.
But
it's
definitely...
like Sable back in the day, yeah. like the bikini contest.
Yes.
This is for all the men who come to see me. Boom, throws them. Oh. Someone needs to reference that one day.
They do. It's going to be Bebe Rexha.
And this is live TV. And they are in a damn thing Vince can do about this. Throws the mic down. Oh, I can hear. Do you, you know?
I remember that moment. Burned into my brain.
I just hear like the mic sound clanking on the. Oh, fucking iconic.
Legendary behavior. High fashion to Sable.
I'm not related to Vince McMahon, by the way.
I did. Thank you for clearing that up because I think no many one people asked, thought but... you were paid off by the McMahon yes. Foundation.
No, I'm not related to any of them. There's a difference in the spelling.
And I am not related to Howard Stern. I get that question.
Oh my God. Why did I never think that?
I don't know, but I do get that question. It's not me. Shout out to Miss Miley and another legend. We have quite the collab. Very unexpected.
High fashion, legendary Cher.
The Cher.
Is back with not just one, but two campaigns.
Two campaigns. This week. And one Saweetie.
Yes.
Yeah.
For Mac.
For Mac.
This is iconic.
Yeah. It's a challenge, too. It's like put the Mac makeup to the test, doing high energy, extreme sport.
She just turns around.
She just turns around. Yeah. But like you're supposed to go swimming and jump out of a plane in Mac liner. Cut to Jaclyn Hill, like snorkeling.
Like it was just like, no big deal. Like sucking dick and cock.
Oh, you could try doing that.
Oh, you could
lipstick.
Try doing that. I remember when Jeffree Star did that? It was like the eye, the waterproof mascara.
Oh.
And he blew Nate. Anyway. Cher X Saweetie for Mac.
I can't wait to see all the Muas talking about it.
I know. They're all going to review it. They're all going to... Is it new makeup itself or is it just a campaign for Mac as it is? It must be new makeup.
I think
too.
It's just a lipstick, right?
Yeah.
Because isn't that usually what they do?
Yeah.
What's the line she says in the commercial that's iconic? I love lasting forever or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was something like iconic.
That it lasts forever, just like me.
Yeah.
Very good. And she looks fantastic. Saweetie. Cher's like tweeting about Saweetie like for the past year.
She's so wheat. Like in all caps.
Where's
she's
my
so
Saweetie?
Wheat.
Yeah.
Wagon wheel with Toosie.
Yeah. It's a fantastic collaboration. And then we have another collab with UGG.
This shit is so funny, but so perfect.
It's so perfect. So she's sitting down at a home theater.
Mm-hmm.
Reviewing her life and being like, an icon. I don't call myself an icon.
Know what else is really funny about this? Mm-hmm. Uggs is spelled in all caps, and so it just works with her tweets.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And she's like, well, some people love me, some people hate me, and you know, you want to be loved, but fuck it. And then the commercial just ends.
Which... could be said the same about Uggs. Some people
oh my God,
love
honestly,
them. Some people hate them.
That's so true.
That was like the look at one point in high school was like the Ugg with the legging.
Oh, it was dominated. I have an image burned in my brain of a high pony and a scrunchie, the North Face sweatpant tucked into the Ugg.
Someone walking and listening to the podcast right now is probably wearing this.
They're looking down. Yeah.
They're comfy.
They are comfy.
I wore them to swim practice.
Oh.
Yeah, they were to probably, and from.
I don't think you should wear them wet.
Well, not... I didn't,
not after.
I didn't hop out of the pool and put them on. It was like after. I had fugs, though.
You had fugs? I bet you did.
Because we didn't have money, so I wasn't allowed to get the
They were the fake ones. Yeah.
I had like the fug, like the $20 ones, got not you. Like the $100.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were expensive. I guess
they still
are.
They were really expensive. Yeah.
Well, it's quality for a fugly... shoe.
They made a really good candle at one point.
They did. I do remember that.
Whatever happened to that? Not sponsored, but
we'll have to bring it back. But yeah, it's a fantastic collab. Big week for Cher.
When is it not?
When is it not? That's a great question. But yeah, we had Miley's tits out, and she wasn't the only one.
Cher and Moomoo's and some of the other legends were wearing emojis.
That's true. Miss Britney Spears had an eventful New Year's stretch on social media. We got a full dance, the full song to Madonna's Nobody's Perfect.
A B-side.
Yes.
Not B-side, but
deep cut.
Deep cut. Yeah.
Which is incredible. We also got...
I want to know what other deep cuts she likes.
Did she do Paradise Not For Me?
I don't know. You're the Madonna fan?
I believe I looked that one up. I believe she did. Paradise Not For Me and Nobody's Perfect. Okay. She did two Madonna songs.
What albums are those from?
She did Nobody's Perfect.
That's on Music, right?
And then she did Paradise Not For Me for Music as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is pretty iconic. She was listening to music. That's the moral of that story. I had to double check that because I was like, did she act? Was that a fever dream? No, she did both of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we had the photos that you and I had the same reaction, instantly transported to an iconic line mm-hmm. from the circus.
Okay, my pussy is hanging out of my fucking... Cuts off.
Yes, Britney fans may recognize that line as an iconic ad lib from The Circus starring Britney Spears. Yeah, she gave us something to talk about. Emojis, strategically placed emojis, and it caused quite the conversation on social media.
She now owns that emoji.
She does.
I will never be able to unsee emoji. Mm-hmm. That emoji ever again moving forward.
Yeah. That's for
that
sure.
That is now the Britney puss emoji. Like, remember when Xtina had the heart on her puss for that performance?
Yeah. Bionic. Yep.
Over.
Yeah.
This is now this is now it.
The Britney boob emoji, puss emoji. Absolutely.
Puss emoji. Oh.
And she's living her life. She said free woman energy, and she did it. Oh, she also went out for the fancy dinner. She wrote about the fancy dinner. She loved that. She felt very
That was
sexy.
No Fudgy the Whale Cake.
It wasn't, I will
but
say.
But it did look fun.
I would love to get in contact and have her try a Fudgy the Whale next, because I feel like she would like it. So she did that. Internet went wild.
But not too wild, because Brittany turned her comments off.
Thank God, Nee. Because honestly,
so now all of you in the comments section can keep it the fuck to yourself.
Seethe. Yeah.
That's not like to the fans. That's to like the, you know.
Yeah.
Because she wrote that she sees the negative comments.
Yeah.
I see them.
When I saw the pictures, my first thought was, oh no, not because of the pictures. It's just because of the comments. Because there was plenty of chatter still on social media, but it's like live and let live.
Now she doesn't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
She doesn't have to see it.
Seriously. Also, plenty of people are showing hole on main at this point, so.
Oh, I see some of your Twitter accounts. Please.
Exactly.
Your fucking asses out, sucking cocks, and you want to comment about Britney Spears and her body? Fuck off. Suzanne from Colorado.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. I can't.
Exactly.
And what kind of a mother is this? Go fuck off. I've been wanting to rage at these people for like an entire year.
I know.
And I just can't, because it's like so not classy of me.
Right.
The conservative
mommy.
That's
what you're most important. You know, you're always worried about being classy.
Well, I had to mute her account because I would see it. I don't know why, but
I hate the comments a lot of the time on the posts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
no,
top comments are always so negative.
Yeah. I liked that she blocked the comments. That was good.
Yes.
Ugh. I just think she should, you know, I think Taylor Swift does it. I think a few of them do it.
Because there's really no need for it.
That's the thing. I was just thinking, like, she doesn't need it.
No.
She doesn't respond to them as far as I remember. And
that would be iconic.
Not in a long time, but like, it's not beneficial.
No.
I don't like to see a lot of them. But yeah, she's living her life. This is exactly what she wants to do. We got the return of Tiffany.
We did.
We sure did. 2022, starting off strong. I think somebody tweeted like more people should use Instagram like her, unfiltered. I mean, okay, can we talk about...
I'll post my hole next week. No.
That's on the next Patreon tier.
What emoji should I use?
We haven't unlocked that tier yet.
Oh, God.
No more tiers left to show hole. Can we also just talk about, speaking of Instagram etiquette, I fucking hate the photo dump.
Oh.
Well,
everyone's doing this now because of Lil Nas X.
I don't know
and
if
like
it's
Ariana.
Lil Nas X. I think it's, well, they do it too, but I think it's just generally, I was reading an essay about it actually, or an article that we've moved from like that curated Instagram look.
I read the same thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like just as staged and curated.
Just as staged and
the,
curated.
Yes.
But you just, it's actually a harder thing to look.
Who is having?
Oh, wait.
We are having that conversation.
I think we should have that conversation.
It stresses me out because I'm like, I know that you thought about these allegedly candid posts a lot, because I overthink my photos, but they're like posed and like these like quote unquote messy photos, I'm like, I know a lot of thought went into this.
Yeah. I did one for New Year's.
A dump?
I thought about it for like a day.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this photo of me is ugly, but like, fine.
It's supposed to be like curated to be like imperfect.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're putting the same amount of attention into doing. That's why it's just like, just
I put fucking more attention.
Yeah.
I felt like.
I think these are harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like you got to throw in some memes. You got to throw in whatever. Oh, no. Anyway, that's Instagram is just a nightmare anyway. But
yeah, she's over. She fell off.
What's she the fell comment off. That always TikTok is still up. Yeah,
she fell off.
Yeah.
Like I did on TikTok.
But anyway, well, actually, speaking of social media, one social media platform that is not fallen off.
No. We have a lot of social media things to talk about.
We sure
this
do.
Week. I think it's fitting we start off with some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk. Yeah. Well, why not just start with our hero.
Oh my God. This is my favorite TikTok of the year so far.
She's an icon. She's a legend. She is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
She is Griff Griff. Those of you who are not following along for the ride by now, Griff Griff 3, I think is the account.
Yeah,
name.
Griff underscore Griff something.
Yeah. You'll find it. Griff underscore.
With two Fs.
Yeah, he puts the.
Well, certainly.
He certainly puts the.
Let's talk about the F word.
There's like 80 Fs.
Well, he is.
I defended Griff Griff on Twitter. Oh, I tweeted did you? This. Yeah. So let's talk about the thing and then I'll.
All right. He kicked off New Year's fabulously with a performance we're about to talk about with Katy Perry's Play Residency.
Yes.
And
she played all her iconic hits.
All her iconic hits.
Took me right back to being 8. He knew it when he said it. He knew what he was doing.
Knew what he was doing. He absolutely knew what he was doing. Which means if he was 8, we've run the numbers.
Did we? I didn't.
I did.
Oh.
That means he was born in 2002, making him.
Oh my God. So we were 20. Like coming out listening to In the Zone.
Yeah.
And Griff Griff was like, hey.
Oh, we were coming out listening to In the Zone. He was fully 4 or 5.
Oh.
Yeah. We were sucking dick and cock, and he was barely.
Oh, not in 2002.
Well, all right. Anyway.
Slay!
The point is, Griff Griff age shamed us all and had a great time.
As
at
he
Katie
should.
Perry. As he should.
We love.
Young queen. We love. Shout out to Griff Griff entering the new year strong.
Mm-hmm. I tweeted the video. Someone said demon twink energy, and I said, absolutely not.
No. Not this one. Well, I guess we don't know for sure, but.
Oh, also someone said, which I thought was really funny, and I didn't realize till after, in the beginning when he's posing with his friend, his friend is a ginger.
Yep.
And someone was like, is that you and Bradley? And I was like, yeah.
It is.
10 years ago at the opening night of Piece of Me, maybe.
Tonight, we're at the iconic opening of Piece of Me Residency. She played all her hits and wore a brown wig.
We love.
We love.
Damn it, we had an opportunity there.
We really did.
TikTok wasn't around though.
God damn, no.
Was
social
Vine
media was
around?
Apparently. Yeah, it was still, I think.
Oh. Wow.
It was a better time.
We missed the chance there.
We did. We could have been
never again.
Never again.
I'll just do it when I'm old.
What, a TikTok?
I'll be like an extra F word old man that goes viral on TikTok.
Yes. Oh God. Well, speaking of, we might as well talk about the because we didn't over the break, because it launched while we were on our hiatus, our extended hiatus.
Yes.
Katy Perry, Miss Katy Perry.
Pressed play.
She did press play, and she also hit flush.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Where do we begin with this?
The positives.
You have negatives?
No, actually, I don't. Actually, I don't.
It's like, okay.
No, I actually don't. Because the girls who were trying to drag this, I was like, hello, this is her whole thing.
Yeah.
Why did you expect anything else? Yes, play, residency, all the hits. Actually, no, I do have negatives. Number one, why are you not playing roulette at your Las Vegas residency? Huge missed opportunity.
She's got a point.
Number two, waking up in Vegas not only should have been the name of the residency, but should be like the grand intro. Literally, can't you see that? Like her eyes opening on the screen.
Concept there.
Waking up in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's screaming to be the residency. So somebody's getting fired. Otherwise, very legendary looking. A lot of fun.
Very camp.
Oh, yeah. Putting the K in camp.
Yeah.
For sure. She's got boobs. We were waiting to see what she would do with the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not whipped cream, but it is pouring a beer out of the boobs.
It's beer cans, yes.
Beer can tits. And we do have a giant toilet.
We do.
Featuring, I'm actually surprised.
James Charles. I can't unhear it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you listen back to the
when you
poo
sent it
singing,
to me, I was like, she did not do that. I really thought it was the James video of, I think it's James, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, yay, yay. Like, I can't, I think I can kind of get that.
Can't.
Literally, that's the little shit that pops out of the toilet.
I'm actually surprised. Like, I thought that would be like copyright infringement of Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo from South Park, because I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Another legend.
I'm pretty sure that's like a reference.
Probably. Oh, speaking of South Park, did you see Kelly Clarkson's I Forgive You was the track for their new special?
No.
Foley was in this episode.
What?
Yes. I saw it on YouTube.
That's such a random song to have.
I know.
That's going to haunt me for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
Now I got to
watch
it.
It's not the little poo singing it. It's like okay. They're going on a, I forget, they go to like a school or something. Well, duh, but like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I forgive you. I forgive me. I was like, what? On South Park?
Crazy.
Yeah. Slay Park. Am I right?
More like Slay Park. Slay what you wanna slay. That is actually. Have you, you've come across that on TikTok, right?
What?
Oh,
of course.
The girl singing that.
Yes.
And let the slay slay.
Yes. Yes. I've seen Slay What You Wanna Slay.
Yeah.
I've also seen Delusional Girl. Yeah.
You give the children 2 weeks off of school, and this is what happens. Just pure chaos. So yeah, Katy Perry play. Otherwise, it looks fantastic. It looks like exactly what a Katy Perry Vegas residency should be. Bright, stupid, campy, funny.
Frog with tits is my favorite. Tits. She is serving.
Singing with a giant mask.
Yeah. Hopefully that does not age well.
Yeah, that does.
I'm going to put that into the universe, that she's going to have to remove that in the summer because it's not going to make sense anymore.
Right. Let's hope.
And
The frog, I Kissed a Girl. We want to go. We want to go see it.
She's got bops.
She has the bops.
And that's the point. And the boobs. Like, you want to have fun.
Yeah. It's completely what a Vegas residency should be. Mm-hmm. I think so.
What are you saying about the experience?
I'm saying.
I wish I saw it.
I'm saying I wish we saw it.
Yeah.
God.
Did you hear that, fighters? Bradley is saying that the Christina.
Please, not again.
No, it's like, you know how people, when you say one thing, they think that you're saying something else.
Oh, yeah. It's like that tweet that's like, I like oranges. Yeah. And it's like, what are you saying about apples?
Right. So Brad's saying this is what a Vegas residency should be.
For the record, we really wanted to go to experience and we're hoping it comes back in some capacity. I don't know. Maybe. You never know. I mean, I think, like, didn't pandemic throw it all into chaos?
Yeah, so Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson's never even happened.
Yeah.
What was it called? Like, Unbreakable? Invincible?
Oh, well.
Unstageable?
Oh.
Unseeable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, we want to see all of the girlies, but also, I don't want to make that 5-hour flight every single time.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, it's like 6 hours.
Yeah. Especially anyway. Not now.
No, not now.
Put your fucking mask on, Deborah. I want to go see Katy Perry's play. Fuck off this plane. I would, too.
I know you would.
At this point.
The thing is,
imagine
if it was in 2013 and I was a blackout on the plane while you're yelling at somebody to put on a mask.
Oh,
that probably
no.
could have happened. I wouldn't even known.
I literally can see that like it was yesterday. I remember looking up and you just turning around like, yep, we're going home.
She's feeling
oh,
it.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that's a fun time.
Oh, also, she launched a new song, Katy.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah, we didn't even talk about it.
Wig, When I'm Gone.
When I'm Gone.
Bop.
Sounds like it was written by a computer, and that's fine.
Goals.
Literally. It sounds like it was like put in the input for a Spotify algorithm pop song, and that's what you got. And
yeah, it also loops like a TikTok.
It does.
If you put it on repeat, it just continually
That's good.
Loops. Smart.
Too short.
Not Alesso's best.
Not Alesso's best and too short. Could have had a final explosion of a chorus that would have been better.
Yeah.
Obviously, the girls are all bringing us ringtone pop because thank you, TikTok. But it's fine. I'm waiting for the extended mix to DJ with because
we'll get it.
Well, yeah, of course.
But I got the Mighty for it.
It's a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
And she said on an interview on Apple Music that if enough people bully her, well, I'm kind of paraphrasing, she'll continue to do dance music if the general public likes this direction, which is a...
Well, get out your phones, ladies.
Yeah, start verbally harassing Miss Perry.
At her.
Make dance music bicked.
I'll like leave it as my signature in all my emails on American Idol next season.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
You please CC Miss Perry.
Yeah.
I think she should
Catherine?
Go electronic.
Yeah. Just circling back here.
Just circling the drain here. Can you please make a pop?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it.
We got, you know, the girls are out and about on social media. We got an iconic Photoshop moment.
Well, not proven yet, but the lambs have noticed.
Lambs noticed. 1-4.
Yeah. So Mariah Carey went number one again this year.
To no surprise.
Give it up for her. Isn't she amazing?
Iconic, enduring, legendary.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
And to celebrate, she posted a photo from a mountain with a interesting look peeking through the center of the helmet that some lambs have pointed out is most likely a Photoshop from the Allure red carpet. Like, literally someone found the actual photo she Photoshopped in. This is...
I choose to believe she has lighting inside of the ski helmet.
Me too.
And
that there is
just an illuminated brim.
Yes, one of those loomies.
Yeah, yep.
Not sponsored.
And whichever explanation it is, slay.
Yeah. She could have just closed the helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, she could.
Like, I really just was like, you.
Yeah.
But
that's fine. It's an amazing photo.
It's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
I also feel like she probably did it on purpose and doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because just like the McDonald's promo, which is so obviously.
Yes.
A Photoshopped, like, meaning like the.
Like the sea.
The landscape.
Oh, the landscape.
Yeah. Like she's Photoshopped into like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Mariah Photoshopped herself. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. It's the placement of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Or how she Photoshopped herself into like the beach with the. Whatchamacallit?
The waves.
The waves and the little...
the sign.
The liquor
McDonald's
thing
sign.
Where she's laying on the beach.
Black Irish.
Yes.
Yes.
She's having fun.
She's just having
and
fun.
And it's fun. Neat.
You know what? There are certain legends who are also Photoshopping their faces on Instagram. And some would say they're... Yeah. Some would say they're oil paintings at this point. But Madonna. But it's an artistic statement.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also... a high fashion moment, her in the snow with the cape and the hood.
Yeah.
A sleigh.
Definitely a sleigh. And of course, we would be remiss not to mention that an iconic person truly landed in an iconic place.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
Rita Ora woke up and chose peace.
Should we add that as a segment?
I do think we need a Rita Ora hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every week we find what Rita's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. The aura.
I almost said like, where in the war aura is Rita Ora?
That could happen. And where is she this week?
Rita! She is in the comments section. Not of Britney's account, because you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, right.
Another legend, Jaclyn Hill, everyone.
This shade is so good.
Congratulating Jaclyn on her engagement.
Engagement. Yes.
I'm engaged. Oh, my God.
Congratulations, Miss Jaclyn Hill.
Xtina impersonator and Mua.
Mua extraordinaire. And who else? Who better to celebrate than Rita Ora giving her some love? So thoughtful. She will never let you down.
No, this is iconic people and iconic places.
Anywhere with you. Yes. Iconic Rita Ora moment to kick off the year.
Also, Jaclyn kicked off her new line.
She did. That's right. Oh, that's right.
She is serving Christina Stripped tour.
She is.
With this hair. I'm obsessed.
She absolutely is. She needed to take some time off before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's back. Stronger. Fighting.
Yep. New components.
Liberate.
My favorite new word.
New factory. Components. New components.
Less hair.
New gloves. Less hair.
Oh, I can't get enough of it.
Same. Well, there are some new things that did come into play. And it wasn't just Katy Perry this week. We did get some new music.
We did.
To kick it off, I'm going to give a mention to what I was doing on New Year's, which was eating ice cream and watching a K-pop concert. And it was the debut of the girl group Girls on Top. I did not get a call to be in that group. Maybe next week.
Oh.
But I will say the existence of Girls on Top implies the existence of a Girls on Bottom. I definitely want to know who's in that group.
Oh, I thought I was going to say it implies the existence of being on top of the charts.
Well, they all are. So for the record,
I fucking love that top.
For those who don't know, I'm going to comparison is, so it's two members of Girls' Generation, two members of Red Velvet, and two members of aespa, and then BoA, the actual queen of K-pop. This is like putting together two members of Danity Kane, two members of Pussycat
Andrea.
Dolls, two members of Destiny's Child, and then Britney. It's just like...
Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Britney.
Andrea.
Andrea and Dawn.
And Dawn.
Although, but like you kind of want like drama.
Yeah.
But like, no. Andrea and Dawn.
Yeah.
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 Sorry, Aubrey. And we stan.
Then Jessica Sutta and...
Carmeet.
Mm-hmm. Kelly and Michelle and Britney.
Iconic.
An icon, like that's literally.
And Chelsea Corca.
And Chelsea Corca is
from almost making
a lovely eighth alternate. Yes. But that literally is what this is the same sort of like cultural impact, like from where they were when they were released. Like BoA is more or less K-pop Britney. So it's just insane that all these girls are together. So they did like a one-off single together. And it was an iconic performance. It's called Step Back. And they did what they had to do.
It, then step back.
Basically, they're like, step back, silly girl. That's like the lyrics. And they're telling...
You're not in the band. Aubrey, step back. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh my God. Not Aubrey.
I love Aubrey.
Well, I made cookies with her.
You did?
Blondies, actually. That was a different time, but it's on YouTube. Yeah, so shout out to Girls on Top, GOT, The Beat.
Girls on Top.
And we got some albums.
We did. So my first recommendation is from the artist Fred Again, .. It's called Actual Life 2. Mm-hmm. I heard him talk about this on Sirius. Fascinating concept. He takes voice memos and videos, just, you know.
Yeah.
Like one does.
Yep.
And then samples them on all of his tracks. And so the album is a like a section of the year where he only uses samples from his camera roll.
Oh.
And so there's interludes. And he was telling a story about how there's a song called Carlos. And it's this guy that he met at a bar who was talking to him and sounded like he was speaking in a beat. And so he sampled it, made a beat, and it's an interlude. So that's... it's just all these samples from his trips. And he's like, I woke up in the morning. I was hungover. Uh-huh. I put the sample in, threw some chords on it, and a beat.
I think this is something you need to do.
I know.
Sample the birds.
Yeah, I have them.
Yeah, there we go.
I have everything.
It's a concept.
Yeah.
Slow Walks.
Mm-hmm.
The album.
Yeah. Can I have another White Claw?
Yeah, it's going to be your Dunkin' Orders on
oh my
a hip-hop
God.
Beat.
That's actually
Cold
a concept.
Foam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'll be like the transition, the reverb.
You getting your like discount code for going 330 days of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I'll walk in tomorrow with my voice memos on.
You should.
I'll be like, I'm sampling you on a track. Thanks, Queen.
Get fucked.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, love that idea.
But yeah.
Well, speaking of concepts, we do have another album. Now, it is by a man. Trigger warning. To quote X, Y, and Me, the podcast featured on And Just Like That. The Weeknd has an album called Dawn FM. It is a concept. It's like you're tuning into a radio station. It's sort of like 80s synth pop disco. It goes off. It's fantastic. It's a great record. Half of it.
Cohesive.
Cohesive. Just so many of the songs are bops that are probably going to be big all year long. Like, he's kicking off the year strong. It's probably going to be unavoidable. Swedish House Mafia, Calvin Harris, Max Martin, many legends included in this. I hate to give it up for a man, but honestly, he does do it a lot. He's doing it, and he's done it well. Ton of favorites already on the album. And I also love that it's 103.5.
KTU. Shout out, girls.
Exactly.
Jersey.
Every time he says it. But the funny thing is, I was talking...
Oh my God, seeing Kelly Rowland at the KTU. Oh. Commander.
Hello.
Oh, iconic.
Very. So I love when he gives it a shout out.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears, and you're listening to Z100.
And apparently back in Canada, that's also a hometown channel. Ooh. Radio station. So there's a connection there. It's just funny because it's like dance pop here. Like, mm-hmm. Pop. We love that. But yeah, How Do I Make You Love Me? Take My Breath sounds Bop. Even better on this album. The extended intro outro. Come on now.
Okay, it is different, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because I was listening to it and I was like, I've heard this, but this is not what I've heard.
He confessionized it, which he disco Ooh. Extended it. The girls.
A new verb.
Need to be doing it. Yes.
They will after this.
This album, like, it's not 100% confession style, but a lot of them are. They do effortlessly transition.
Yeah, they help too.
Yes. It is like you're tuning in. I mean, got Jim Carrey doing the voiceovers as well. Very legendary.
Which one?
Phantom Regret by Jim. Jim is Jim Carrey at the end.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, this song at the end, mm-hmm. like, sent me
Less
into,
zero.
Like, a emotional
yeah.
spiral. I
oh,
was
yeah.
like, oh, wow, that was heavy.
That's the
and
thing
I
is,
loved it.
That's also why I think it reminds me of Confessions. It's, like, heavy topics and, like, spirituality
yes.
on a good beat. As a concept, tight record, the album gives me Confessions vibes in a different way, but, like, so well done. Bops with introspective thoughts.
Wow. I did not know that was Jim Carrey.
Yep.
He would do that.
He though. Would do that.
That makes sense.
He's very introspective and existential. It's, like, very his vibe. Out of Time, I love. Best Friends. Honestly.
Every Angel is terrifying.
It is terrifying.
I do love the one about Let's Talk About the Husband.
Yes, I heard
Beats
you're
by
married.
Calvin Harris. Yeah.
I feel like you can make a mashup of that with some sort of
Let's Talk About the Husband.
Line. Yeah.
I heard you were married.
Yeah.
A synth pop
yeah.
iconic track.
There's something that I bet you can throw in a line.
Let's talk. About the husband. About the husband. About the husband. You hit a nerve.
Yep.
You just hit like a button that like, oh my God, what if I made like a dreamy synth pop Housewives quotes?
Oh. Not when. when. You will. You absolutely will.
You have two legs. Last time I checked. I checked. It's funny because it could happen.
It will happen.
I can literally hear it.
Were you doing coke? Coke?
Coke.
Oh, no.
It's honestly very, have you seen Molly? What's the song? The Avicii song? Or...
the Molly song.
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got it right there. That's the concept. So
the other one that's new, it's like swiping up, swiping down, scrolling my Instagram.
Yeah. Gotta give it up to The Weeknd. He really, truly killed it. Very excited for this album.
And I love that it just dropped.
Yep.
Just, she's starting,
radio station. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Good morning. You're listening to Legends Only FM. How are you?
Good morning, Rita Ora.
I feel like I could do that.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe I'll make an interlude for next week.
I think you should.
Yeah.
And speaking of dropping out of nowhere, we also have the queen of Romania herself, Inna. Champagne Problems, #DQH1.
Bop.
That's the track list.
That's literally the track list. Enough said.
Sun is up. That's not on this one, but like yeah. Bop.
I don't know what to say other than she gives it to you every time.
Yeah.
She does.
It also kind of, and this is a compliment before anyone, no, I feel like no one listening to this loves Inna as much as we do.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do, tell us. But do you remember back in the day with Cascada?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the same beat.
Same song for a decade.
And the same song for like ever. Yeah. But it was like bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Inna is kind of the same.
Oh, absolutely.
Where they're not really that different.
Yeah. I've never known a single song title. I'm just like, yep, bop. I just need to hear it.
But she has such a unique sound.
She does. Put her on shuffle. You're always going to be happy.
Yes.
Truly. We trust. And Inna, we trust. Honestly.
I'm trying to think of what my favorite one is, though.
I mean, I have a soft spot for Hot just because it's like, it kicks everything off. She really does it in every language, different genres, queen.
But she slays in the tropical house space.
She does. She does. Features everywhere. Every week she's got a new feature.
She's hot and like, the hot is a bop.
She's hot.
Ugh, isn't that like the goal?
She is goals. Inna is goals.
Like you're hot.
You've got a million bops.
You just
travel and bop.
Talk, and it's a bop.
Yeah.
And someone just adds a couple plucks to it.
She has what we want.
New Year's resolutions for me.
Be Inna.
Could you, oh my God, if I was like hot, it'd be over for everyone.
It would be shut down.
Like,
tits
if I
out.
Was like muscular and could sing, oh my God, with my talents on top of all that, done.
Well, you wouldn't need them. That's the thing.
Well, that's true.
You wouldn't even need a talent.
That's true.
Oh.
God bless me with talent, not abs. And a voice.
And a voice. You certainly have been blessed with the voice. Well, speaking of vocals, actually, that segues nicely into the vocal performance of the week, if not year. She's fracking amazing.
One trill is all it takes.
Mama Ru, RuPaul, is here with objectively her best album in years.
Yes,
for sure. She is renewed, re-inspired, and stealing from every girl that we love.
Yep.
Specifically Charli XCX.
Yes.
It's
Ruiana XCX. Ruiana.
That's literally
what I was calling her all day yesterday. I was like, I can't tweet this because the little XCXers will drag me.
Yeah, they'll vroom all over your ass.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I can't
literal drag race on your ass. Yeah.
Oh my God, what is it called?
She literally did that, looked up Vroom Vroom, and then made Smile and the other songs on this album.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like Vroom Vroom. And it sounds like Charlie circa, I mean, really True Romance onward. It's
like
so funny.
It's not No Angel, right? It's
yeah, there's No Angel.
Yes.
Yep. It's so funny. She's totally unapologetically snatching.
Yep.
I love that because she did it to Azalea with Call Me Mother.
Uh-huh.
And now she's doing it to Charlie. Sometimes it's like, maybe it's just the girls that she invites on the show. She's like, let me look up their discography. What can I take from this?
Well, the thing is, Rue loves the girls, the pop queens.
She does. She is a nerd.
And
that is true.
This is very drag and camp to do. Like, the girls on the show go and do this.
It's true.
So it's like
hyper pop.
Uh-huh.
My friend Nick on Twitter, Milkman Nick, called it frack pop.
A new genre.
A new genre. It's true. Have you seen the music video
fracking.
For it? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You looked that one up?
Because I kind of knew what it was, and
it's
I was like, oh.
Drilling for water? Or
yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, she drilled for beats.
She did.
You know what? She may be harming the earth, but she's not harming my ears. So I'm going to be called a RuPaul apologist.
RuPaulologist. Well,
yeah,
don't.
Fuck it.
It's too late to RuPaulogize.
Oh.
Willem.
When is she going to address the fracking?
Oh, the fracking?
Yeah. But like, actually, though.
I don't think she ever will.
Is she actually fracking?
I believe.
Not doing the actual fracking, but like sold to frackers?
Well, I think it's the husband.
Oh, the
I think it's
a
the
fracker?
Husband. The husband with the ranch, I'm pretty sure. I think he's the rancher who does all the Montana.
But does he do ranch things or does he frack?
Well, I think he's got the ranch and he fracks on the ranch, I think.
Well, you do other things on a ranch. Like, does he raise chickens?
Maybe he
and
has
just
chickens
ignores
and fracks.
The...
I think he does both. I'm pretty sure. I think that's like his deal.
Maybe they should get into solar energy. You know?
Renewable energy? That would be nice. Well, she does plenty of renewing and recycling with Drag Race, so she, you'd think that she could do it for
with her challenges.
Yeah, exactly.
So get some wind turbines.
Get a new Wheel of Death. You don't need to use the last seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, use all the spinning Wheel of Deaths for the lip sync smackdowns for wind power energy.
You could.
You definitely could. Yeah. Well, on the plus side, she gave us a fantastic album.
Oh, so. It's so good. I had it on repeat yesterday. I was like, oh, shit, I need to... like go to bed.
I know. It's really good. It's a great strutting album when you're just strutting on the 26 degree streets in New York.
Mm-hmm. Fascination's my favorite.
Yeah, it's so Charlie.
Yeah, it's literally just a Charlie XCX song.
Mother of the House as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just
and the
what
new
they
Catwalk.
Want. Still go. Oh God, Catwalk and that performance.
Which go on, girl, give us nothing.
She gave us all 12% of her. Talent,
yes.
In that performance. Ooh.
Now, this cracked me up because the funniest part about this is, one, RuPaul would not be able to win his own show.
No.
Which is iconic.
Yeah.
Two, he did this last year with that Go On Girl, Give Us Nothing standing performance.
New friends silver, old friends gold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And did it again. And that's what makes this so funny, is he does not fucking
you
care.
You did it on my birthday.
Literally. He's like, you know that RuPaul knows what everyone said about their performance.
Absolutely.
And did it again.
Absolutely. Although I will say, I'm fairly certain RuPaul is completely removed from reality. Does not see any of the social media.
Nope. Because he always quotes Vicky Woe on TikTok.
That's true.
So Ru
but
knows.
Is that current? I don't know. Maybe.
Kind of.
I feel like it's a Selena Gomez situation. Somebody is feeding him content.
Mm.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Trains, rights.
But it fucking sends me. Fracks me up.
It fracks. Just, it's so fracking good. But yeah. Well, speaking of also, if you want to check it out, I did the premiere episode of RuPaul's Drag Race as a little mewcap on Patreon. If you want to check that out as a little treat for the bonus for the Patreon, the Legends Only fans.
Yes, check out the Legends tier.
Yes, we've got that. We got the Discord. The girls are chatting about the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Opinions are had, and
I thought it was an okay premiere.
I felt that it was merciful, that it was pretty clear cut. They were from the jump. They were like, "We're doing seven. We're doing seven next week." There will be one elimination. There's no tricks. There's no Saw movie style holding duck season 13 chaos that they tried. And I do think that they should do a split premiere because it is a lot of girls at once. So it's mm-hmm. a good idea. I'm not dying yet, but I think it's a good season so far. Yeah, there's some personalities I'm looking forward to. Cornbread Carrie and Willow, the three of them.
Oh, that Willow performance was
fantastic.
Camp.
Fantastic.
That was drag.
That's drag.
That was camp.
And I saw some people being like, oh, you shouldn't glamorize that. I'm like, get the fuck to...
Did you listen to her explain the backstory about where she gets her humor from?
Exactly.
I appreciate that because
exactly.
I'm like that.
Exactly.
So when I was like, oh, I know exactly what she... Oh.
You can't do anything in front of these kids anymore.
No, the kids don't have...
The kids don't have the range.
No.
Best
when you get older
yep.
and you go through dark shit,
yep.
you'll be laughing about it when you're in your 30s like we are now.
Exactly. We're near death.
Yeah. It's true, though.
It is true.
Comedians always talk about that.
Exactly.
Rosie always talks about her comedy always came from darkness.
The kids can log out.
It's a superpower.
Yep.
In my opinion.
It is.
So shut up.
Just shut up.
As my other problematic fave always likes to say.
Yes. Well, we got some things to look forward to. Actually, we don't. The Grammys are postponed.
Indefinitely. Now, I feel like I've looked that up before.
The power of
it
the
means,
weekend.
Like, always, right?
It means like for now, not happening. Yeah.
Well,
until further notice. Grammys noticed. Grammys didn't notice because they are not happening this year, as far as we know. They're just postponed. We'll see. They'll happen.
Probably in the summer.
Maybe. We'll wait and see on that. I mean, the power of the weekend, who famously fucking hates the Grammys and does not submit anymore and refuses to acknowledge them. He came in with an album, dropped it, and the Grammys went shaking.
They sure did.
They sure did. I mean, a lot of the award shows are shaking. Golden Globes is not even, there's no celebrities in attendance, no red carpet, and they're not even airing it. They're just releasing the names of the winners this year.
Yikes.
They've had so many controversies and flopness in their time.
And the awards go to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Thank you.
Exactly. That's basically what they're going to do.
Wow. Poor Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, that's true.
She's going to miss out on that big moment.
She's probably got better stages she could book at this point. Oh, like festivals.
Like the CNTs. No.
The CNTs? Yeah, yeah. Or Coachella, where...
That is actually a concept, though, the CNTs.
It is. I will say I also really appreciate that. I think all premieres should be a talent show because I would like to know more about the people of Drag Race, I mean. I think it's good to give a taste of their personality because that's the only way I understood Willow Pill is like, oh, I get the Willow Pill thing now.
Interesting.
Because I think when you start off with just like a runway and then you do a lip sync, I don't feel like you feel a lot of feelings about that. You're like, I don't even know you.
Gotcha. Like, what's your shtick?
Yeah. I feel like we got a taste of your personality through that. It's why All Stars is so successful, I think. It kicks off with that talent show almost every time. And you're just like, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I like a talent show at the beginning. And I do want to see what your talent is, if you've got any.
Mm-hmm.
They all have talent.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Grammys are dead for now. And so is... This is what maybe ruined my birthday. My birthday week.
This is expected for me.
We did expect this reaction, but didn't make it hurt any less. We were holding our breath, but she told us not to. The Pussycat Dolls reunion is officially over. It came as fast as it went.
It was a slow burn.
It certainly was. We reacted. The world shut down. And then they said, okay, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
And they've done it in such a shitty way all around. Unfortunately, until we get the Robin Anton versus Nicole Scherzinger season of Feud by Ryan Murphy on FX in 2030, we'll never know the true story. But this ego battle is taken over and led to the demise.
Yeah.
She takes that 51%.
Yeah.
I
don't know if I'm also, should say this on here.
I'm also of mixed mind about it. Nicole is Pussycat.
What the
Dolls.
Fuck are you doing?
Nicole is PCD for sure.
She is, but she's like not.
It's exactly like it doesn't work until you've got all the girls, no matter how much you are the lead. Clearly, even though I do stan, like solo did not work out in the same way. So like humble yourself. And also, it is so disrespectful to call them background dancers and just, like, constantly shit on them. It's like...
Yeah.
Jessica Sutta got that number one dance
power of four needs one girl more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you could say power of six
yeah.
needs... I don't know what rhymes with six.
Someone who high kicks.
Oh. Oh, that... there you go.
I agree. I'm not sure how this shakes out, but I did see the dueling statements. Did you see that?
I did not see the dueling statements. I did see that Robin Anton liked one of our very own.
Our very own. This is an
icons.
Exclusive.
Andrea
mm-hmm.
commented about it, and Robin liked her comment.
Yeah, Andrea said this should just go on with...
Without Nicole.
Without Nicole. And Robin gave it that like.
Mm-hmm. So that was... She That's, said something.
She said... She said the F word, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Nicole Scherzinger put out a statement that was like, due to the pandemic and all this, like, it's come to an end, unfortunately. Thanks to everyone from the fans. We so support it as a group. And then Jessica Sutta and Carmeet put out their own statement. They were like, it's unfortunate that we learned this through Instagram, that it was canceled. And this didn't go the way we wanted it to. We had a lot of hopes and dreams about this. And you'll still see the sisterhood later on or something like that. Pretty, pretty drama.
I have so many thoughts.
She takes that 51%.
Should I say this?
What?
I mean, it's not like she has fans to come for me.
She is the villain of pop. She's the villain of pop.
All she's doing right now is like, guest judging on
Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
And I will say that's a check. That
Well, yeah.
You do. There is money there for sure. But yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
I know. Literally, what are you doing?
It's a battle of ego, in my opinion, between her and Robin, ultimately, about creative control, the group, the payment between all
the girls.
Honestly,
it's probably money.
It's always going to be money. Clearly, all this stuff is always money. Because they were arguing between who had the chunk, the stake in the group. It's just a battle over that shit.
He takes that 5%.
If only Nicole would just give up that 5%.
How much percentage do you think you would give her?
Well,
how would you divide it?
They were bickering over that because she wanted the 51% stake. I don't know. I don't know, because I guess I don't truly know what goes on behind the scenes. Like how much Nicole actually was involved in styling, choreo, all of that. I don't know. But I think Robin was heavily involved in that.
Yeah.
So I do think it's just two egos clashing over that. I will say that up until the bitter end, like the styling was immaculate. Like that React X Factor performance or whatever.
The music video.
And the music video.
So good.
So it was really disappointing that they let that overshadow what could have been a really incredible tour. I mean, I'm really gonna mourn that now that I think about it. Like,
yeah, I don't think she realizes how iconic of a moment she just threw away by doing that.
Right. It's like,
it's embarrassing for her. I think
it is embarrassing.
I hope it was worth it, Nicole.
I hope it was worth it.
I'm still gonna stream Wet and Don't Hold My Breath. And like, obviously,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like fucking iconic.
We played the album for the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
It was the first time they were hearing the songs.
Well, it's the first time they heard that it got canceled,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. They're constantly strung along. I feel terrible for the other girls because they truly were, like, even if they had no artistic input at all, it's still just so unfair because that was the Pussycat Dolls, and people still did appreciate them all besides Nicole and had their favorites besides Nicole. And so it's unfair to, like, really relegate them to background dancers. And not even, like, truly treating them like shit. So, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Especially because that tour would have been amazing.
Oh, it would have been so good.
Ugh. It's a real shame. And they could have done another single. They would have, I'm sure. They could have done a whole EP, an album. It sucks.
Well, maybe one day we'll get the Pussycat Dolls Little Mix reunion tour.
Honestly, you never know. That's true. And we probably will. In that sort of way that we get the, like, TLC Backstreet New Kids sort of, like, joint tours from the 90s situation.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably get that. It's just unfortunate.
The 2035 lows.
I also think it's, like, Nicole does get her checks. Like, remember that fucking way over the top She's Bingo song?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I do think there's a part of her that's, like, I don't need this because I get my own coin at this point through SponCon and shit. And it sucks for the girls like that aren't very active or doing anything. Like, I'm sure they would have loved anything from this.
You don't support women.
Yep. That's basically what it boils down to.
Wow, Nicole. Wow.
Wow, Nicole.
Truly the villain of pop.
But also Robin. I mean, who knows? Who knows where it all shakes out? Stick with you. Yeah, right.
She certainly didn't.
She certainly did not. God. When you two grow up.
Oh. I just thought of something. Mm. This is a concept. Masked Singer next season, Melody.
Oh my God.
Hide her under a microphone mask.
Yeah.
And have her come out singing a Nicole Scherzinger song and then rip that mask off. And then her backup dancers, they rip theirs off.
Oh my God.
And you just see like a little lip do a high kick. Bitch. Oh.
Kimberly.
And there ain't
Jessica.
A damn thing Nicole can do about this. Oh my God, that is someone listening out there. I know some of the girls listening have connections and places. Make it happen.
True.
You heard, oh, that, oh my God.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. Like little pussycat, like they could all be little cats.
All cats.
Oh, you see Nicole sitting there shaking. That note sounds, did you see her get PTSD? She's like rattled. Oh, oh, oh. She's like, oh no, I've heard that one before.
Fuck. I hope that happens. Wow, you've really manifested something. Please let that happen. Oh my God.
That is a concept.
That is a whole concept.
Make me
PCD,
the EP of one of these, like
the revenge era.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
Get a hologram.
Honestly, they should have just toured this thing with a Nicole hologram.
Yeah. Get a new vocalist, Inna.
Yeah. Especially since they had a rotating door for so many years in the early years. Carmen Electra, bring her in.
Or just do the tour and
Christina,
give Melody the center spot. That
well, that's
would
what
be...
that was definitely something that people were pitching. They were like, bring in a Melody. Just
she would do it.
She would definitely do it.
Oh my God, that would be a gag. She can finally get that lead vocal spot.
Mm-hmm.
I would go.
Absolutely.
Because I love Carmeet.
Oh, I know. We were so close.
Look at us stirring the pot.
I know. We flew too close to the sun. God.
She's starting.
She is starting. Well, until that reunion starts.
All right.
All right. Well, we loosened up our buttons a bit too much.
Yep. We stan everyone. We're joking.
We do. Honestly, and let me tell you,
it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. And there
don't
was
come
a,
for me.
There's a time when my DJ equipment kicked out and all I had on my hard drive was Nicole Scherzinger songs. And
well, played. As you should.
Yeah. So different story for a different time. here we are.
Yes.
It's been a long, long first few days of the year.
It has. But we made it. So
I think besides the PCD news, I'm a bit optimistic for music. I feel like we started off strong.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is a vibe. Because I really hope that The Weeknd actually inspires the girls to make music like that.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I have noticed in my like production world courses, like all the companies are releasing synthwave, vintage synth, packs, sounds, instruments, plugins. It's all, I'm like, okay, this is because The Weeknd.
Yeah. Blinding Lights onward.
Also, UK House.
Yeah.
I've been told is making a resurgence this year, which would be iconic.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Tumblr Core is coming back 2012. Oh. Nighttime, my time. Little Ferreras, this is our time.
She's coming back.
She's
soon,
coming.
Allegedly.
So this could be a good year.
We'll yeah. Well, until then, we'll see what happens.
We sure will, everyone.
Clip this, everyone.
Yeah.
Clip this like you can clip DJ Mew Mews on Twitch. Also,
that's
shout
right.
out to that.
Yes, my new endeavor. If you'd like to follow, it's DJ Mew Mews on Twitch. I've been doing about one or two hours every night doing remixes of your favorite pop hits. It's been an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we talk more about it in the bonus episode from this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
You played a 1,000 Doves remix
yes,
the
I
other
did.
Day. That was so fucking good.
Yep.
And there was some transition that you did. It was into like, I think it was into Rita Ora, maybe.
Yeah.
I was screaming.
It was so
hype.
I love it. I'm going to record them. I've learned how to record them, put them up if they don't get taken down for copyright. And yeah, I'm having a great time. So
yeah.
If you catch it live, you'll be able to hear everything before it gets muted. I'm loving it. So.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Anyway.
Well, until next week, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you love
right.
the pod.
Yes.
New Year, same us.
New Year, same us. We'll be bringing it to you every week. And until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.